to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Hey, hey, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is a pre-recorded interview with Matthew Hurtado of RNADrops.com for November 18th, 2015. Now, that's a special date for me for many reasons. There's quite a few special indications for that date. One is it's my anniversary, but also there's a couple other important things. This is frankly an on-the-fly interview because Matthew and I were speaking just the other day about what we feel is going on out there. Just kind of getting a taste of what everybody's experiencing, how they're moving through these energies, and where we can be of service to you. So we think we have an idea. So stay tuned. Anyway, Matthew Hurtado, he is the founder of RNADrops.com. Feel free to jump up there. If you do purchase any products from him, please do Galactic Connection a favor and refer to us. That's all you got to do. Got to just refer to us. Use the coupon code of GC10 for all of his general products. But today we have a special, special opportunity for you. So hey, Matthew, how you doing?
I'm great, Alexandra. You didn't tell me it was your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, anniversaries, birthdays, holidays, they just kind of disappear because of my work schedule.
Yeah.
I know you can relate. Yeah. Anyway, Matthew, I'd really like you to start out with why you feel that the RNA drops has been something that can really assist people with their financial abundance. You and I were talking about that. I think it's important for people to hear this.
Yep. Well, in the beginning when I was not doing so well financially, and I know many people can relate to this, I was very sick. I was trying to get ahead, and it wasn't working. And there weren't many possibilities and many options available to me. And it was very easy for me to become in a chronic state of being very negative. And a lot of people these days are in that same chronic state of being very negative. And it's because all around us in the data sphere, everything around us is fear, 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 fear. And what happens is that front part of your brain, that left side logical part of your brain, we've developed that so much in our Western culture that, you know, we live and breathe and die by the mind and its logic. And unfortunately, that is such a prison for most people. And I was in that same prison. I was always listening to everything out there on what was wrong with the world, what's, you know, how it's all going to come to an end, how I'm screwed, how this and that. And I was so sick and so miserable. And then something changed my direction and my path. And I'm going to share a little bit about that as we go forward of what I did. And I'm going to show you why this product right here has been really beneficial for me. So the first thing is that back in 2003, they did a study of something called monatomic gold. It's an ORME, an orbital orbitomic something. I can't even pronounce it. Orbitomic rearranged monatomic element, whatever. It's a hyperdimensional. We're talking parallel universes. And so when you think about this stuff, this is the leading edge of science. It's quantum physics 202, not even 101 anymore. We're getting into tomorrow. And so what they found is that this monatomic gold, within 3 seconds when it touches the saliva in the mouth, that the left side and the right side of the brain seemed to have an immediate balancing effect. The effects were both immediate and cumulative, and that's what they discovered. So when I looked at some of the studies of a lot of the yogis and the people that meditate a lot, they're always in this training ground and trying to get their brain to function in that capacity. They're trying to move out of that left logical linear prison sentence brain into the open-minded right side of their brain and essentially get into the midbrain, the pineal gland, because that is like the crucible of creation, and that is where you take your power back and you get control of your outside external reality. So to make a long story short, and we'll get into it more, is that I'm going to do this right now. This product, the ingredients were developed in Switzerland, and we have them bottled in California under the best, you know, GMP guidelines. It's the best state in the country to do that. Anyway, I'm going to take this right now, put it under my tongue, and I'm just going to roll with this. But what we have in this product is we have monatomic gold, monatomic silver, monatomic iridium, monatomic ruthenium, and a pharmaceutical-grade probiotic. And what's really cool about it is it's all hyperdimensional, you know, the ORME, the exotic matter, whatever you want to call it. It's the cutting edge of science. And it's all right there in a bottle. So instead of having to meditate for 10 years, you know, trying to do that every single day to reach that optimum state of being, now I can do it within seconds. So in the knowledge base on our website, I do have, if you click down, you can see I did take live video footage with one of these brain measuring devices when I first tried this over a year and a half ago, 2 years ago actually. This formula came out, and I scanned my brain with it just to see what would happen. And it was you have four different waves. You have the alpha, you have the beta, you have the theta, and the delta brain waves. And most people are in that left brain alpha wave all the time. And what was doing is it was opening up the theta and the delta, the beta. It was balancing it all out, and I could see it live in real time. So you can see that. And so that is essentially that's essentially what I work on, and we'll get into it more in a little bit. So I just wanted to put that out there.
No, that's great. I actually really like the fact that you're hunkering down a little bit more on the metaphysical level of this product so people really get it, not just from a physical standpoint. And listen, everyone, you all know how special monatomic gold is, but I'm going to tell you from an alchemical standpoint, even from a homeopathic standpoint, if you take aurum metallicum, which is gold, as a homeopathic, what one of its features is to bring you to a higher state of upliftment, to be more in joy. It's a great remedy for depression. It's a great remedy for kind of transversing over cynicism. And so I can readily relate to what he's talking about. It's just an important ingredient altogether. There is no accident why we hear stories biblically that gold, frankincense, and myrrh were brought to the bedside of Mary and the child, because gold is a very important feature. Now, one of the other things I've also heard, by the way, Matthew, is that when you're talking about monatomic gold, from the standpoint of alchemy and what I see all the time in my work, is it does assist those of you that have gone very expansive in your spiritual path. You've really broken free of a lot of that restrictive thinking. But what happens is your spirit is so massive that you're having a little bit of a difficult time being restricted in a physical vessel. I don't know if that makes sense. And things like monatomic gold are really good for that. They definitely assist you in becoming aligned that way. So if you can see yourself as this huge spirit trying to fit into this small physical vessel, it can really cause some problems for people when they're already in an enlightened state.
Yeah. And so, I want to reiterate that it essentially, and you know this, Alexandra, but circumstances really don't matter. It's your state of being that is paramount. That is what trumps your circumstances. So how do you take someone like myself that was bedridden with Lyme's disease and bankrupt, and then run several companies that have done millions of dollars of sales 3 years later? How do you go from that transition from nothing and hopelessness to powerful and abundant? Well, it's really the shift internal that you're making moment by moment. It's not the external circumstances. It's the state of being that matters. And so I want to add to that, it's not just the monatomic gold in here, but it's the combination of the iridium, ruthenium, and the silver that are kind of synergistically Absolutely. Playing together. And these are in an exotic matter, non-metal state. They've had clinical trials done in Switzerland on these ingredients, and they found no adverse metabolic reactions. And so the benefits were all positive. So that's what's important to me. Now, when we talk about taking your power back, what is most important, like I said, is the state of being. And so in the beginning, I remember, you know, that negative state, and that the world is coming at you with all these things. You got your bills, you got your relationships, and you got all these things that you got to deal with day by day. And it's easy to go into unconsciousness and then just to allow the fear to resonate throughout your being. And if you do that, and Alexandra knows I'm guilty of going back into that place, because a couple of months ago I dipped back into that place, because it's just something that happens. But when you know how to get out, you can carve your way out pretty quick. And so what you really have to do is I do what's called a power pause. Have you heard of the power pause, Alexandra?
No. This is a first for me. Please enlighten me, Matthew.
Okay. Now, this is the magic, all right? I'm sorry about the office phone ringing.
That's okay.
I'm in the office. We'll just deal with that as it comes. So the power pause works like this. You essentially are in a hypnotic state. The world is not outside of you. The world is actually inside of you.
Absolutely.
So what you have to do to change your circumstances is you have to change the chronic state of being that you are in. And so sorry about
that. Distracting, right?
Yeah. Whenever you're doing something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, it always seems that these sort of things come into play.
Oh, yeah. Distraction but, city.
No big deal.
In fact, Matthew, I was on the phone with somebody very dear and significant for a future radio show. My phone was being muted by itself.
Wow.
Today.
Isn't that something?
I had to throw that in. I just was blown away.
Okay, well, in your world, Alexandra, you know exactly why that happens, and you have products to deal with that.
Absolutely.
And I want you to mention that in a bit. So let me just quickly finish here. This power pause is everything. And there's a reason why there was almost a sabotage there, but we're not going to let that happen. No. So you're going to be able to take your power back, and you're going to be able to do exactly what I did. Now, in the beginning, what I did is I would follow the fastest path to my joy in each moment, because that is how you change your state of being. So here's what you do. You take between 1 and 3 minutes and think about the chronic problem that you're stressed under right now, because you're living under your circumstances instead of over them. And so what we're going to do is we're going to teach you how to go from being under your circumstances to living over them, so that you can receive the solution to that problem.
Fabulous.
Okay. Now, think of an emotion that you feel with that chronic situation you're dealing with. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's relationship. It's one of those things. There's really all you can have is those three areas: health, money, relationships. So think about your issue, think of the emotion, and know that that's in your inner state of being. Therefore, you're going to keep attracting that as long as that's there. So you have to disconnect from that. And the way to do it is to divert your attention to a place of peace. Now, negotiate with your mind and say, I'm going to give myself just 1 to 3 minutes to take a break from my problems. That's it. I'm not gonna say that they don't exist. I'm just gonna postpone it for just a few minutes. Now, your mind will agree with that because it wants to keep telling you there's a problem, and therefore you got to negotiate to buy yourself 1 to 3 minutes. That's all you're gonna need to do.
Okay.
So what I do is I think of my favorite music. I have it on my iTunes. I have it everywhere I want. I close my eyes. I take myself back to the beach in San Diego, where I feel absolutely relaxed.
Yay!
Yes. And then I play my favorite music if I'm by myself. I'll do that. If I'm not, I just think about just the peace of being on the beach. And then I allow that to just resonate with me for just a moment. And then you want to get into your third eye, into your midbrain as best you can. Just see yourself behind your eyes right here and step into being the person who has already resolved the issue, and feel the feeling of what it would be like if you had already resolved this issue. Now remember, this isn't for all time. You're just negotiating a few minutes with your mind to allow yourself to play this game. So what you're going to do is you're going to get into the feeling of already resolving that issue. Now, that's the power pause technique. Essentially, you change your being. You're making a being choice. And whenever you change your state of being, you change what vibrationally comes into your reality. You're in this little box right here. And everything that corresponds with your state of being comes into that box. So if you're feeling negative, you're going to attract circumstances that are going to match that state of being. So what you do with the power pause is you take a break and you step outside of the box to become the person who's already resolved the issue. And what that does is that allows the right answer and the right information and the right guidance to slip in, because it's always seeking you. What you're seeking is actually seeking you. So it allows it in so that you can get that aha moment. So how this worked for me is I did this back in 2010, when I was just getting literally back on my feet off the couch again from being bedridden for 2 years. And I had this job at a nutrition store and it was failing. And I happened to bring the numbers up where they were profitable. To make a long story short, I took the store over. It was losing $4,000 a month. I took it on faith. And I found myself in a situation that I was about to lose it all pretty quick. So the pressure was intense. I started to do this. I started to take a break, focus on being the person that already had the store was successful in my mind. And just a little 3-minute break, I did it like 3-4 times a day. Well, here's what happened. One day, the idea came in my head. I allowed the idea in. That one idea caused a instant transformation in that whole store. The store became profitable. I ended up having a 6-figure income, and then it grew on to doing millions of dollars in sales. So
it's fabulous.
How powerful is this? It's your power.
Yeah, good. And I would like to share my story. And that's why Matthew and I, of course, really connected, because we do have very similar situations in how we came to where we are today. And that is, I was in bed for basically 3 years. and an excruciating pain for pretty much 11 years, and very much struggling, barely making ends meet. There were many, many nights I thought I was going to be homeless. It was just a very tough situation. And I remember getting to that place, very similar to what Matthew is talking about. Mine was a little bit different. I'll share with you what worked and helped me. And that is when I went within and I had a communication as this part of me, the I am presence, not me as a physical person that has to pay bills, but with me as knowing my potentiality. I went within and I literally cried out with absolute purest of intention, not through desperation, not through cynicism, not through you owe me, not through I'm pissed off, okay? I got rid of all that. I really came to a place when I was in bed, really got clear on this, and that was, I realized I wanted to just be here to serve. I thought about being in bed was probably one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, even though it was really one of the worst things that I have ever been through. But it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me because I got a perspective that I had never had before on why I am here. And I cried out to God and I asked, thy will be done. I literally meant it with every fiber of my being. It was at that point everything started changing. So a warning, when you do this and you do it in the privacy of your own spot, space, time, whatever, be ready if you're really there, because it's just like what Matthew said. When you finally allow yourself that space to think beyond the mind and to recognize there is no scarcity or lack, then you yourself will become that which is abundant. It cannot be any other way. But it's more of like opening up the communication channels with your higher self and with all of your guidance and with ever whoever you want to call your supreme being of creator or whatever. It's one of those things like you've given them the green light to meet your frequency.
Yes. And so, you know, what's exciting is that it's the synchronicity, for instance, how you and I sort of joined up and we're saying the same things, but we say it in our own way.
Yes.
And, you know, like you said on the call a little bit ago, you said, well, I'm glad you brought it to the, you know, the alchemy metaphysical side. And, you know, it took some time for me to actually bring that information forward in that way. But the whole time I've been knowing that, I just, mm-hmm. it's hard to take that to the mainstream and for a lot of people to grasp it. And the sad thing is a lot of the public is mostly negative, and we have a victim culture.
Yes.
And I see a problem with that, because when I played the victim, it was a very painful experience. So I want to speak to anybody who's listening to this now, and I want to give you a choice, and I want to let you know that you can leave at any time if the power message doesn't resonate with you. And it's okay to be where you're at, because step one is to make it okay to be where you are right now.
And to be who you are.
Exactly. You have to be that. And, you know, but when you want to really make a change and you say, you know what, I've had enough, then you have to take complete responsibility for everything. And that can be very liberating. You know, there's a difference between freedom and liberation. You know, Viktor Frankl, the guy who's, you know, in Auschwitz,
yes,
or whatever, and he's,
yes,
you know, he was free because his mind, he didn't let them control his mind. He was free. But liberation is when you get to be who you want to be and you get to move about and do whatever you want. So
total connectivity.
Yes, I want to get you to liberation, because yes, that is when you get to experience all the richness of all the bounty that you've been given. So we got to get into taking complete control of what comes into your reality, and it's really that simple. You
That's
have to
beautiful.
Own it. Yes.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and I also think the other thing I want to add to this is there's so many of us where it has become our story. And I am not denying the fact that the spiritual community in particular has really been targeted to, you know, have financial difficulties. Okay, there is no question that I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've read enough emails to know that this is definitely across the board all over the world. However, with that said, we are finally in a place where we really are starting to get the picture. We're starting to really, it's not one thing to read about an illusion, to be told that we live in an illusion. We're now really getting the fact that this is an illusion. Okay, mm-hmm. It's a reality that I'm talking with a webcam and I'm seeing Matthew right now, but it's not a reality that you're broke. Do you get what I mean? It's like you're not broke as far as, you know, all the other beautiful things that are going on in your life. And if you, I got to a place, folks, where I would literally get up every day and I would give thanks that I had a floor to walk on. I would give thanks that I had actually put some food in my stomach, and I would give thanks that I had a roof over my head and I wasn't freezing to death, because there's a lot of people out there that have it way worse than we do. And when you start getting into a perspective of what it could be versus where you are, even that gives you a little bit of space to bring the allowance of the beautiful things to rain on you and bless you and bring you forth into where you want to be. Yeah. So Matthew's very much saying the same thing I am. I don't really like to use the word surrender because I think it's, number one, overused. Number two, I think it's misunderstood. I really truly believe that if you go in and you close your eyes and you see yourself, I agree with Matthew, it's kind of like you see yourself sitting in your pineal gland as a pilot, and that's your ship, and you're sitting there and you see all around you 360 degrees. When you get into that space, and you can do this no matter what's going on in your life in this reality, and you get into that space and you get to a place where you are part of the universe, where you are part of the fabric of what we call life, and you recognize how massive you are. Okay, it doesn't matter if you can't see it or hear it or whatever. You just, it's a feeling that you have. You get to a place where you really get it. And if you don't get it the first time, try again. Practice makes perfect.
Yes. Well, you spoke like a true master, because you, first of all, you intuited where I was going to go with this, and you just laid it out so eloquently. But gratitude is actually the final step, and you just said it so well, because if you can get yourself from a state of fear and shift all the way to the state of gratitude, things are going to be rapidly changing for you on a ever-increasing basis, because whatever you're thankful for is going to multiply. And if you can keep your focus on that, that is the key. Your focus decides what you're bringing into your experience.
Matthew, I got to say something. I went to a seminar and the guy said this. He says, if you start getting bills in the mail that you can't pay, what's the first thing you feel and see? The first thing you feel is this gut. Oh my God, I don't have the money to pay it.
Yeah.
The second thing, you get angry. Oh, this is BS, man. I don't want to have to pay this. I shouldn't have to pay this. I should be able to have free energy. I should be able to have free water, you know, and then you go into that whole thing, right? Because we should be free.
Yep.
But the reality is, what he pointed out to me was, it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's just a correspondence.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of paper with some black letters on it. It's not standing at your door with handcuffs going, you know what, I'm going to throw you in jail right now. And so, again, it's so important if we step back and we take an observatorial position and we look at it from that perspective and we choose, like Matthew said, choose to give gratitude to what you do have. I mean, seriously, like for me, where I had my feet knocked from underneath me, I can't begin to tell you every injury I had on my body. And, you know, I ended up getting like 10 to 12 cancers, and I've gotten rid of all those. And I mean, there's so many things that happened to me. Everything that was dear to me was pretty much taken from me. But you know what? I woke up every day and I knew deep down in my heart that there was something so much bigger and better that was below this, beneath all this event that occurred in my life. And if you can hang on to just that, if that's like the only thing you have energy to do at this point, that can take you places you can't believe, because that's what it did for me, is that connectivity. And so this is why we're having this interview today, is because Matthew and I really both feel strongly about our products, and especially when they work in tandem. Now, everybody is familiar with my Violet Ray Alchemy line. I have the Financial Alignment line. I have upgraded this, by the way, and it's even more powerful than it was before. And Matthew and I put our heads together and we thought, what can we do for all of you for the holidays? Because this is a time of year where everybody, I don't know, it's almost like we become even more keenly aware about our finances at this time of year, even when we aren't into exchanging gifts around the Christmas tree. You know, we just are more keenly aware of it. It's our upbringing, the programming, all that that's come through it. So, Matthew, you want to take the ball and run?
Yeah, well, you know what I'd like to add to that? This is really a good time for this.
Okay.
If you study the lives of most self-made millionaires, you read the autobiographies, or you just listen to their stories, you'll find that they have one thing in common. Do you know what that one thing is?
I would say... I would say vision and tenacity.
Those are true. That's true. But the one thing I was thinking of is actually a bankruptcy.
And I've read that. Yes.
Because they go through the death that they perceive as the financial apocalypse in their life. But what happens is they realize it doesn't mean anything. And they're right back again. You see,
thank you for that. That's really key for all of us in the spiritual community, because literally all of us have been brought to our knees. We're all such successful, amazing people. We have such amazing talents.
Well, we're so worried about, you know, what people are going to think about us, and we can't fail. All these things are just propaganda, brainwashing device. Just set that aside.
Good point.
It took my second bankruptcy before I started building companies that did millions of dollars in sales. Who cares? Because I don't remember those days anymore. But you see, what those are, well, those were my life lessons to teach me how to deal with the fear that actually caused those bankruptcies. I believe that the fear causes the bankruptcy.
Wow, that's pretty profound.
Yeah, and
I mean, I have to say, I spent many, many, many hours thinking about the pain in my body. Where was it coming from? What did it represent? What was I supposed to do with this? You know, and of course, I went crazy with healing and healers and all kinds of alternative therapies, which is really great because it got me to remember my alchemist abilities. But, you know, it's important that no matter what, I mean, I'm serious. If all you have is a small little 300 square foot apartment, be in joy that you have that as your space. And that you can, in that little space, that's your bubble, that's your world. You can do whatever you want to do. It's just a question of getting out of the way of the programmed messages about and around money. Money is not evil per se. It's just an exchange used to receive one service for something else. Right, Matthew? I mean, we've demonized money. That's another problem, is we've demonized it. It could be rice from the old days in the Asian countries. That's what they use to exchange goods and services.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, in life, you make the rules by which you are judged, and the only one that judges you is you. So if you understand that this is just a game that you're playing between you and yourself, that there is no out there. As I said in the beginning, all the masters, sages, gurus, religious texts, the people that really knew what they were talking about, the universe is inside of you. You're not like living inside of the big universe. The universe is inside of you. So change what's inside of you, and then you can experience more of what you want to experience by directing your focus towards it. Like you said, when I lived in a 120-year-old farmhouse, we had bugs crawling up everywhere, and this is when I bottomed out with my limes, and we were so poor, we couldn't even afford anything. We had to live in a dilapidated, abandoned house. But you know what? I really grew to love that place because I started to find my way out of it. And the way that I did it is exactly what I'm saying. I started to shift myself. And today, the so-called incurable illness is gone. I'm actually working out today, like stronger than I've ever been in my entire life. Let's put it that way. And I was once an athlete for 25 years, and I was always athletic. But today, I trump all of that after the so-called illnesses. And it all comes back to just taking charge of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. And that simple tool, I didn't create it. There's a man named John Harichurin that created the power pause. It's so amazing. And it's for today, because today everybody has ADD. They can't focus for more than 15 seconds on anything. So give yourself 1 minute and then make these little mini shifts throughout your day. And like Alexandra says, just get yourself into a state of gratitude as fast as possible. And as soon as you ditch the fear, you'll be able to take the focus wherever you want it to go.
I wanted to add too, I had a client call one day with an individual who was going through this same type of thing, and they had lost their business. They were having marital problems. They felt guilty about not being able to provide for their children. They were probably going to lose the car because they were making payments on it. I mean, they had really hit the wall. And what I want to say to you is we have to change the way in which we see these events in our life. It's not a representation of us as a failure. It's a representation that we're being shifted to a whole new pathway. That pathway is old, outdated, and it's not serving you any longer. The universe works with you. The universe, if you're not listening to the universe, that's the kind of stuff that's going to keep happening and over and over and over again. So if you can shift your way of thinking, I've literally seen people that have hit rock bottom, and that's when you find out who you really are. So for those of you that are really going through survival mode right now, that is truly when you find out who you really are. Why? Because you have to be super disciplined to maintain your thought processes. It's the most important time to make sure you are watching everything that's going on in your mind, which is, by the way, one of the key assignments that a master teacher will give you.
Yes.
I've had it done to me. They'll ask you to go like a whole 7 days and think about every thought that goes through your mind. And you will come to realize that your mind, in a lot of cases, is in a war with your higher self because of the programming, because of the layering of propaganda that we're fed. So I felt really compelled today, and I think Matthew does too, that we really care about our clients. In fact, I think we care about them so much. We were talking, we take it to bed with us because we feel what you feel. We are all in this together. And when it's good for you, it's good for us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this.
Yeah, and I want to make it real for people. And this is the reality. See, the deception that's out there, and I'm going to just tell it like it is, and some people are going to hate that I say this, but I'm going to say it.
Go for it.
The trick that's out there is to try to make you so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. And the reason why I say that is because they want you to think that it's all going to get better, but you don't have to do anything. And I want to tell you that that's absolute bullshit, because whatever you do is what's creating what's happening right now. Whatever your cause is what your effect is. So what is this costing you? What is it costing you right now to have the same problem that you've been having linger for how many weeks, months, years, decades? If money's tight, how long has it been tight? Has it been tight your whole life? If your health is not good, how much happiness are you being robbed in your life? You see, what is this going to take for you to take the plunge and to decide that now is the time? Is it going to take a catastrophe? Is it going to take a financial fallout? Is it going to take a trip to the ER? You see, you don't have to wait for those things to come along. And sometimes those are the biggest blessings in your life because that's sometimes what it takes. Mm-hmm. For me, that's what it took a few times. And I hope that you don't have to go down that path. But for some people, that is the fastest path to bring them out of this chronic way of being.
God, Matthew, we are still on the same page. I mean, I am talking all the time about heaven on earth.
Yep.
Not heaven away from earth.
Yes.
Not heaven, no earth. We're talking heaven on earth. We are with truly our mother. We are walking with her. Why would we be taking off? Okay, I mean, everybody has certain missions. We're going to be here for certain periods of time to get certain things accomplished. I get that. But while we're here, we're now really, I mean, it's a go right now. I cannot stress enough to people that it is a green light and you are going to see major acceleration in a lot of areas. So it's time to create the beauty that you perceive is up in the heavens. In your own backyard.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, in your own living room.
Exactly.
It's very important. And frankly, we are writing history as we speak. This audience that's listening to this interview, we are literally creating a historical, do they call that tome? You know? We're literally creating this historical document that people will read in the future and say, wow, this is what this set of people did that were enslaved and oppressed and subjected. That's how they got out of it.
Yeah. Now, I have an insight into that. Now, the reason why I believe that people, the ancients all the way back to Egypt, recorded histories is throughout, just talks about this, you know, these monotonics. I believe what I have in my hands here is a vibrational weapon. Now, why I say that is because your outer kingdom, your outer world is filled with a lot of negativity. Now, that exists. So reality does exist as a construct. They call it the Matrix. Call it whatever you want. That is out there. It doesn't have to affect you personally as much as you think, though. You can still create your heaven on earth in the midst of the sky falling. It doesn't have to fall on you. You see, in every economy, whether it's up or down, certain people seem to always win. And sometimes in a recession, you could have the greatest success of your entire life, or if you're in a bubble, you could go belly up. You see, what is causing that? And what I explained to you is what I've discovered. You know, I've read over 700 self-help books in my life, and most of them are absolutely a waste of your mental energy because you don't need all that stuff. It's just a distraction. You have the power, and you were given it, and you knew it when you were young. You used to dream, and you used to have excitement, and life was magical, and it was when you lost that magic that things fell apart. If you look back, you'll realize that what I'm saying is absolutely spot on. So when the ancients used this gold, because it attuned them to a higher order of being, it attuned them to grandier thoughts. You see, I believe that this product right here is instrumental in my success on many levels, but I'm not here to try to sell you something to tell you that you can have to do this to take your power back. But at the same time, we do have an offer if you want to experience what Alexandra and I do. So with that said, we were just talking and we came up with an amazing opportunity for anybody that wants to take advantage of it. And you pick up a bottle of the Complete Essentials RNA drops and tell them what they're going to get, Alexandra.
So what we're going to do is we're going to include my galactic Violet Ray Alchemy line of financial alignment. Now, for all of you that are not familiar with what I do, I use flowers, minerals, sound, color, my own encodements, which are very ancient. I also use symbology. I use potential homeopathy. I use a myriad of things, including some of the things that Matthew is using in his products. Okay? I'm just doing it in a different way. We both know that Matthew and I go way back. We both were alchemists, and we both worked together at one time. So it's not surprising that we actually were introduced to one another by a mutual friend. And we feel very strongly that putting these two products together is going to be a monumental, let's just put it this way, a supportive tool for all of you. And we thought, what better time of the year to do this than around the holidays, like to kickstart you. And with the reason I call it financial alignment is because when I was working with Saint Germain and Melchizedek and Merlin and a lot of other folks, you know, I work with very many different realms. What I found was that when you were not allowing money to come into your field, it's because basically, like, here you are, and here's the money, or here's the opportunity, or here's the new job, or here's a check that you got a bonus, but it's never here. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I what I'm trying to do is bring your blueprint into alignment on an alchemical basis. That's what I'm basically doing. And this is basically going to bring in alignment your ability to think about money, to be around money, to draw money into your field, to allow money to come to your field. It's working on your emotional and your mental bodies and your spiritual bodies. So that's my little piece.
That's fantastic. And I want to add this, because some people that are going to see this interview, they're going to see it from an audience that I'm going to direct it towards. And if you haven't heard of Alexandra, this is no joke, guys. Alexandra's website has, I think, 20 million visitors a month or something like that.
We just take 23 million hits a month.
Okay, so this is not a joke. I have tried Alexandra's stuff, and within minutes, this thing that she's talking about, this is what I felt. Now, this goes beyond money, because money is just a reflection of your state of allowing. It's just one thing that you'd like to have. You'd obviously like to have the perfect love life. Perfect. You want the perfect career. You want to be joyful. You want to have a nice, healthy, strong physique. You want to, everything you want is all about aligning with it. And that's what it comes down to, allowing it and aligning it. And so imagine when you were a baby. You were a little baby. You came into this world. You were totally helpless, but yet all of your needs were taken care of. And then what happened is you were educated out of that natural state of being, and you were dumbed down, and you were constricted in your logical brain. You see, the logical brain hasn't served you yet. Otherwise, you know, you probably would have ducked out of this interview a long time ago, because you just said, don't need none of that. I got it already. You know, but we're all getting to the next level. We're all sort of stuck in some level. We're always wanting more. The natural desire is to seek more expression to and through us. So getting back into that state of, you said surrender, Alexander, earlier, and you didn't want to use that word, but it's almost like a state of just allowing. Mm-hmm. Align yourself and let what you desire happen to you. And we have the tools. We have this product, Complete Essentials RNA Drops. And that product
has my little logo on the other side.
It's amazing. And the amount of work you put into that is extraordinary. I've seen some of the work you've done in person, and you guys, it's a steal for what you guys get for this. You pick up this product at our website, use the coupon code GCA. You have to use that coupon code to take advantage of this opportunity. Otherwise, we won't know, and we won't be able to help you out. So use GCA at the checkout, and you will get Alexandra's product, and you will get our product together in one kit for just the price of this product while supplies last. There's only a limited supply of these, because tell them about the upgrade you're going to do that's coming in the future, and why this is such a good opportunity right now?
Well, as everyone knows, I purchased a DNA analysis system that's based on radionics, and I have been dabbling a little bit in that. And so with my research, and what I mean by research is I'm literally just kind of stepping into other councils and other realms to get more information, I'm expanding even more so than what I already have in here. I've tweaked and added a few other components, and I'm pretty excited about it. So what a lot of people don't realize is that when you have money issues, or when you have personal relationship issues or anything like that, you will find that a lot of times it's actually a virus. And we've come to recognize that anything that's kind of a sense of being out of ease is frankly viral. So what we've done is we have found one of, we've actually nailed one of the virus codes. And so it's a big deal. Let's just put it that way. It's a big deal. So that will be actually in this product. So I'm excited about it. I can't wait to hear from all of you. And I'm doing this from the bottom of my heart because, as you know, I keep my prices exceptionally low just to be able to accommodate my audience, which I know and love. So there you go.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited that we got together to do this. And, you know, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I think it was a really good opportunity for what we're thankful for. And I'm thankful for everybody that, you know, all of our customers and thankful for, and everybody that's willing to take the initiative to raise their own vibration, because the more people that actually do this, the only way to change what we don't like out there is to change this. That's all we have. That's all we can influence.
And don't forget everything that you're doing in your own field. You know, I keep trying to educate people. You are not just your physical body. You're actually a grid or an orb or however you want to see it of light, and you're massive. So if you can start seeing yourself as more of that rather than just your physical body, and understand that what you're doing, if you're affecting your grid out here and you're bringing in frequencies that are collapsing waves of poverty and illness and things like that, guess what? You're helping everybody that's standing around you. Mm-hmm. It's contagious, folks. That's why I love alchemy. I know that if you take my product, you're affecting your whole family. And that doesn't mean that, you know, they might come to you and not like throw a temper tantrum one day because they're changing from your light. But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we're here. We're here to uplift. Yeah. We're pulling these guys up. We're not going to have ourselves meet them.
Yeah. What I love about you, Alexandra, is what you say is absolutely correct. And it's, I've known you for long enough now. I always take everything for checking. I'm very, you know, scientific in my approach. And, you know, I've heard you say a lot of things and they are spot on. And it's like, catching, I'm still catching up to where you're at. When you say things like that, there's so much reality behind that that I fear that the average person may not even understand how true a lot of that is. But I think experiencing is the best way to understand it, just to take the plunge and just to go for it.
Yeah. Well, I've had really great teachers myself. You know, you pass it on. You get the information and you share it. And you empower and you support and you guide the next person along, because they're going to be where you were, right? That's where, you know, we're all in this together. So again, everybody, this is from the bottom of my heart, and Matthew's. We really, really want to try to assist you guys. So don't forget to use the code GCA. What does that stand for? Galactic Connection Abundance. We wanted to make sure we said abundance because that is more than just financial. You know,
yes.
That's everything in your life is abundantly coming in like a state of wealth now. So
that's right.
That okay,
makes
so
sense.
they're going to find the button on Matthew's site, which is at rnadrops.com, just so you guys know. And he'll have a little section there that says, what, the galactic connection and the picture, or?
Well, you just go to www.rnadrops.com, just like anybody on the internet would. But the only difference is that because you've listened to this interview, you have that coupon code GCA. We're not putting that out there. We're not just going to give that to everybody because, frankly, we can't do that many bottles. This is select just for the audience that's listening to this, with your audience and my audience that we give this to.
Right.
You know, this is not something that we can afford to do for everybody. It's very expensive to give this much away.
Believe me.
Yeah. We will not advertise that coupon code anywhere else on the internet, but if you've listened to it, while the supplies are still available, you can enter that coupon code GCA, and what will happen is that our staff that ships these will ship a bottle of this and a bottle of Alexandra's product together to you in that package kit.
Right on.
Yes.
So are we complete?
I think we're good. I think now it's
good,
just
good.
Everybody knows what to do now. We gave out everything that we've ever known. We gave out
all of our special wisdom.
Yeah.
Well, okay, everybody, you heard it. As usual, come on back to galacticconnection.com. You know that we run our blog 365 days a year. We're here to support you and also present truth in, let's just say, a worldly perspective. Stay tuned for some other really cool interviews coming up shortly. Man, if you haven't listened to my Mike Harris interview and the John Rappaport one, they were very powerful. And just so everybody knows, I heard that the Mike Harris interview made it all the way to Putin's desk.
Nice.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, we love you, and don't forget to check out the implant removal process services. Matthew's gone through the implant removal process. He can definitely tell you what it's done for him.
Yep.
It's just another piece of the pie as to bringing you forth into your mastery and helping you become sovereign. And that's what this is all about. So stay tuned. We love you, and we hope all is well for you through the holidays. This is our gift to you for Thanksgiving. And we thank you, honestly, for being there and holding the space and supporting us. That's one of my biggest thanks just about every day of my life.
Me too.
So, blessings, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Take care, guys. Love you.
Bye, Matthew.